who I know and whom I met on several occasions. He's a Christian school teacher, aged 33, with a wife and young child, and he has been struck off in the past week by the Teachers or Teaching Regulation Authority here in the United Kingdom. And that's a great tragedy. It's very sad that this has happened to Joshua, and it's something which has been very deeply grievous to him, as he said. And it's also affected his ability to provide for his family. It's true persecution of the saints for righteousness' sake. But let me read to you two verses from Scripture. First of all, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, which verse I'll be coming back to again and again. Genesis 1, 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So we are made in the image of God, and we are made male and female in the image of God. That's one of the reasons, one of the most important reasons why pronouns matter. Let me now turn over to 2 Timothy, second book of Timothy, and chapter 2, verse 12. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, and verse 12. Chapter 3, and verse 12, my apologies. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12 reads, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." And this that Joshua's suffering, I believe, is persecution because he would live godly in Christ Jesus. So we need to be aware of the case of Joshua Sutcliffe. It is extremely important that we know what's going on, what's happening to Christians in this and other countries. Just before Christmas and in the first months of this year, we had the case of Enoch Burke in Ireland, a teacher who was put in prison, and there are various views on why, but I would say that he was put in prison for righteousness' sake. I would think you can follow the trail of logic which shows that he was put in prison because he told the truth, because as a conscientious Christian teacher, he stood up for his pupils, he stood up for the safeguarding of his pupils, and the system would not allow that. Well, Joshua Sutcliffe is, I believe, a very conscientious Christian teacher. The evidence is that he's a very good Christian teacher. I believe he's a compassionate Christian teacher who cares about his pupils. And along with other teachers who've also suffered persecution, this man has a great concern for the safeguarding of pupils. There's been much in the news recently about how socially transitioning children from one sex to another, supposedly in schools, can cause permanent damage to them. And there are Christian teachers who are concerned about this. And so they're not prepared to go along with the ethos of the age and the woke agenda and the pronoun apocalypse, as I call it, and simply go along with it and be coerced into it and use it. And yet they pay a tremendous price. I'll say this now, but I'm going to talk just very briefly about this at the end, but I'm going to put a link to the Christian Concern webpage regarding teachers who have been hounded out of their jobs or disciplined or dealt with severely because they have raised safeguarding concerns about children who are being transitioned in the transgender ideology at schools. And these are the teachers who care about their children, who are prepared to stick their necks above the parapet, their heads above the parapet, who are prepared to stand up and who are not prepared to be coerced into doing what the world wants them to do. We thank God for them. We need many, many more like them. But I have no doubt in my own mind that simply teaching, promoting, and pursuing transgender ideology in schools is harming children extensively. That's how I feel about it. Joshua is a maths teacher, and Joshua this week, the story is that in 2017 he had a class, and there was one girl in that class who had said that she wanted to be referred to as he and treated as a boy because she was transitioning to being a boy. And Joshua said, "Well done, girls." And as a result of that, he was suspended. This is foreshortening what happened, but he was suspended and eventually sacked. And finally, after 6 years, his case was heard in a disciplinary hearing at the Teachers Teaching Regulatory Authority, and he was struck off. And if you go to the government website that talks about the findings of the TRA, the Teachers Regulating Authority, if you go to their site, it gives you all the details about his case. And if you go to the page or the place where it talks about the findings and the reasoning behind him being struck off, it says that between 2015 and 2018, a period of 2.5 years, according to that, there was a very high probability that he had used the wrong pronoun to in the presence of this pupil. So what we have is a very good teacher, a very compassionate, very dedicated, very successful teacher, struck off because over a 2.5 year period, there was the possibility that he used the wrong pronoun according to them, wrong according to them. Now, this is just absolutely crackers. It's crazy, but that's what happened. So the first thing we need to say this is that the first issue is this, that was this a wrong pronoun? Are pronouns that important? Clearly, if the TRA is prepared to strike a teacher off for the possibility that they misused a pronoun once in 2.5 years, it's really important to the TRA. Some of you know also that I lost my job as a doctor for refusing to use transgender pronouns, and that the government has been very willing to fight me in the courts, an expensive process for the government, in order to confirm that my sacking was just. We must never think of this as being an unimportant issue. It's clearly very, very important to the proponents of this ideology. So when Christians say, well, it's not important and these are just little words and we don't need to get involved, the other side takes it really seriously. Because Joshua might have misused a pronoun, according to them, once in 2.5 years he had to be struck off. You can read that for yourself in the government document. That was the main reason given for the disciplinary measures that were meted out to Joshua Sutcliffe. That's my reading of it. So the first thing is this, the other side takes it really seriously, but these penalties are severe. Joshua has said that he's lost his earning power, he's got a young family to look after, and he suddenly finds himself struck off and with a public record of being struck off. Our brother needs our prayers, his family need our prayers. But this is persecution of the saints. This is a persecution of a just man, of a righteous man, of a good man who is seeking to honour and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, in my own case, they were prepared to sack me, perhaps see me never work again as a doctor with 30 years of experience because of this issue of pronouns. It is a really important issue. I'll have more to say upon that in days to come. But first of all, the issue is important to the other side, and secondly, the penalties are severe. The TRA obviously take this question of pronouns very seriously. Why are we not taking it seriously? These little words are of immense importance to society and to everything that we do. Now let's go to the Piers Morgan interview that Joshua had last week. Last week, Joshua was in a studio, presumably in London, with Piers Morgan, and received a fair grilling from that commentator. And you can watch that for yourself just by typing in Piers Morgan and teacher or something like that. I've put a link to that interview in my posts here on this page, and I've also put a link to my own interview with Piers Morgan 4 years ago. And I think you'll see that the approach of Mr. Morgan is very similar in both cases, that Christians are all out looking for people to kill, looking for people to stone, that Christians are full of hatred and they're horrible, and that that's all there is to Christianity. Well, I commend Joshua's response to Piers Morgan, because he was getting no chance to answer the questions. He was being asked really serious questions and not being given a chance to respond. And this is how Mr. Morgan works, it seems, in my opinion, that if he has somebody like Joshua in his hands, he will ask him a really important question. And before the person being interviewed has a chance to answer, he moves on to a different territory. So he did that with Joshua. And so therefore, the person doesn't get a chance to answer. Now, I have to say, I have enormous respect for Joshua Sutcliffe in that situation. He spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ with love, with conviction, with faith, and he put the Lord Jesus Christ first, and I have enormous respect. And having a little experience, a very little experience of this myself, I have respect as well, because he remained cool under heavy bombardment. If I was in that situation, I think I would find it very, very difficult. when I was interviewed by Morgan, I was being interviewed and I was standing in a street and I couldn't see or hear anything and I had no idea who was talking to me. Joshua was in the studio and I believe God used him. God gave him the words. The Holy Spirit helped him. And I thank God for that witness, which is going out even now to many, many people, that Joshua was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. That Christianity is about the forgiveness of sins. It's about the work that the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. And it's about the love of God revealed to sinners. Yes, hell-deserving sinners, but the love of God revealed to sinners. Sadly, Piers Morgan is somebody who, as he said in the interview, was taught by some Catholic nuns when he was a little boy, and he seems to have come away with the view that everything that they taught him was true, correct, and that's all there is to Christianity. But nevertheless, to attack Christians and not give them a chance to answer isn't fair. Another thing that Mr. Morgan did was to attack, I believe, from memory, is that he attacked Joshua for preaching the gospel in the open air. Certainly there have been commentators who said, should a man who preaches in the open air be a teacher, be allowed to teach children? I could extend that to myself. Should a man that preaches in the open air be allowed to be a doctor and see patients? I believe that a man who preaches in the open air the gospel of Jesus Christ should be the best of men. And I'm speaking of Joshua. I believe that he should be the most reliable man in the nation, that he should be the most faithful, he should be the most compassionate. He should be the most careful in looking after children if he's a teacher. Politicians speak in the open air. Many people speak in the open air, but the Christian preacher is a man motivated by love, the love which comes from God, agape love, which isn't like the love of the world. So if Joshua Sutcliffe is a man who also preaches the gospel in the open air, I thank God for that. And I would have him teach my children when they were young. They're not young anymore, but if they had been, I would have him teach my children any day, any time. And I believe there would be plenty who would want that. Now, there are other issues raised as well, and you can see that for yourself. But in the issues that were raised, I stand with Joshua. He stood up for the truth. He stood up for Christianity. He stood up for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank the Lord for that. God gave him strength and helped him. And that witness will go around the world. So praise God for that. As regards Piers Morgan, we pray for his conversion. We pray that he would find the Lord Jesus. We pray that he would get beyond the instruction of his youth. And actually understand that Christianity isn't about people going around looking for stones to stone people with, or about self-righteousness or Phariseeism. We know that we're sinners. We know that we deserve death. But we also know that we have found life in Jesus Christ. Well, finally, in this section on Joshua Sutcliffe, I want to mention the page put out on the Christian Concern website this week by Andrea Williams, the chief executive of Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Center. I think it's extremely important. I'll put a link to it below when I get to my computer. And in this page, Andrea talks about the number of teachers who are now losing their jobs for not going along with transgender ideology. With Joshua, we see that they can just be dismissed with a slate of a hand. With Joshua, we see they can just be sacked, be even struck off, stopped from teaching with the possibility that they'll never be able to teach again for the sake of a single pronoun. So Joshua isn't the only teacher. Other teachers who have really serious, really genuine, really important safeguarding concerns have lost their jobs. So please read that page. Please take on board what it's saying. At the very least, pray. If you feel that God is calling you to support the Christian Legal Center and the work they're doing, because they are doing extraordinarily good work in supporting these teachers. Now we need many more teachers to take a similar stand. It's costly. It's difficult. We need many doctors to take a similar stand. I think that the teachers can do what they're doing when they're promoting this ideology because the doctors have remained silent. I would like to see 1,000 doctors stand up and say, this is false. A person cannot change sex. Surgery can't change a person's sex. Hormones can't change a person's sex. I would like to see 1,000 doctors stand up and tell the truth about this. Because only then can we have sound medicine, sound teaching, practice. Our politicians will be properly informed. But most of all, and this is always the case with any issue like this, we need to hear it from our pulpits. Again, I think a lot of the church has ignored this issue because The feeling is that these are just little words, that this is a little issue, and we don't think it's that important. But we've already demonstrated beyond any shadow of a doubt that it is extraordinarily important to the transgender ideology movement that they use these words in this way. So we need to ask the preachers of our pulpits to thunder this from the pulpits, to do so with compassion and love, yes, but to say that we must protect our children, to follow the argument, to speak from the scriptures which say that we're made male and female in the image of God and that that cannot change. If we have the preachers and teachers and doctors all standing together and speaking out on this issue, then perhaps God will see what we're doing and he will arise and he will turn the tide and turn people back to himself through faith in Jesus Christ. It is so important that we do this. So please pray for Joshua. Please read the item from Christian Concern. And please get involved in this battle yourself. Please pray for Christian doctors and preachers that God would raise up many more to take a stand. Now, it's not unusual for us. Now that we're seeing these beginnings of persecution for Christians in the West, there are other Christians in other parts of the world who are being seriously treated on account of their faith, persecuted. And there's nothing new in that. But here we are not used to this. And yet this is the price that we must pay. All those who will be godly in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 tells us, will suffer persecution. And this is persecution for righteousness' sake. Thank God for Joshua's testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ when he was being interviewed by Piers Morgan. And I'm sure that his testimony in many other ways has gone around the world. And I also believe that God will look after him and his wife and his child. But these are challenging times. They are trying times. And we must choose and we must decide for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we must decide to serve and follow him. Amen. Thank you for listening. The Lord be with you.